was a steady participant tonight. He's not here tonight. And the shir should be le'ilu nishmoso. She should be a malitzas yosha for the entire family, and your family should only know nachas and simcha and besedes toivos. Our next shir, next week is Tisha B'Av. Our next shir will be Be'ez Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Elul. I think it's Be'ez Elul. On the first Sunday of Chodesh Elul, we'll have the next shir because I'm going to be away for some time. Bein Hazmanim. So we all look forward to the next shir in Chodesh Elul. It is only natural that we take advantage of tonight to speak about Tisha B'Av, about the Tzoymes. And instead of speaking about a specific limited sugya regarding Tisha B'Av, we'll have a general overview about the concept of fast days b'Beis Yisrael. So there's a new kuntas that came out on various halachas of Tisha B'Av and the Tzoymes and Bein HaMetzorim, which is for sale at the end of the shul. There's a lot of merchandise for sale there. And Rabbi Isaacson takes care of the sales, my dear friend and colleague. So tonight we will have a brief overview, the eagle's view about the Tzoymes. And we will have a short journey, and we plan to visit 28 destinations. So when you have a short trip and you want to visit 28 destinations, your guide will tell you you can't stay long at each of those destinations. We'll have to come back another time. So tonight we just briefly visit just to get an idea, and maybe sometime, Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us a schus for Arichas Yom HaVishonim, we'll have to revisit the various different sites. But we hope to briefly visit 28 destinations. Starting off with the Yoraisa, Divrei Kabbalah, the Rabbanon, Minag Ba'alma, and stories we find in Chazal, not Chiyuvim. And we will break down all the various Taniyos, 28 in number, into four categories. Laniyazdaiti yesh arba avois betanis, and I'm not confusing with the first Mishnah Bava Kama. We're not talking about Arbovis Nezikin, we're talking about Arbova avois betaniyos. So what are the arba avos of taniyos laniyaz daiti? And we will examine these assumptions. Tshuva, ritzui, avelos, and zechor. Four different concepts. And all the taniyos fit into one of those four. We might have had this discussion in the past, but every time I go over it, there are so many new facets and new angles and ideas that it's always fascinating. So the most common one, and we will touch about 14, is tshuva. So one of the greatest gulas when you do tshuva, lechaper avoin, is fasting. And it is twofold. Fasting enhances the process of tshuva. Because when you're not busy with oilam haza, and you're not busy with your own personal bodily pleasures, then you have more time and more feeling and more emotion to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is also as gula l'chaper avoin, because when we suffer and inflict pain and suffering on ourselves, that is as gula l'chaperas avoinos. And the most basic of all the yemeitzayim, the only one, not definitively the only one, there might be another one which will be the last one in today's year. There might be another one that's midiuraisa. But there's one sign that lekuli alam is midiuraisa. Ki b'yoyim hazeh yachaper elechem, l'tayer eschem, ekol chatoiseichem lefnei Hashem, titahoru. And that is the tanis of Yoyim HaKippurim, which is definitely associated with tshuva, slicha v'kapora, and kaporois avoin. The same would apply to Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is found in the Poiskim in Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. Erev Rosh Hashanah is because we can't fast on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yemei Din, Yemei Mishpot. It would be fitting to fast, but it's a Yom Tov. You can't fast on Yom Tov, and therefore we fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the Poiskim bring that there are tzaddikim that fast Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Aseres Yemei Tshuva minus 4 days. Which are the 4 days you can't fast on Aseres Yemei Tshuva? So usually if you have 10 days, you're going to have a Shabbos amongst them. Yeah? So you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you have Shabbos and Erev Yom Kippur, which you can't fast. And that is why we have a minimum of Dalet Yemei Slichus. Minimum Slichus is 4 days. Comes to compensate the 4 days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva in which we cannot fast. So that's number three associated with Kapora and Teshuva. Yom Kippur Kotan brought in the Magen Avraham Siman Tov Yud Zayin Shechanu Ofar HaChaim. Erev Rosh Chodesh is defined as Yom Kippur Kotan. So the Mekubalim say that Erev Rosh Chodesh once again is a day that's Mesugal for Kapora Savoyim. We could only assume that Yom Kippur Kotan is of the same nature as Yom Kippur Godel. Otherwise, wouldn't be called Yom Kippur Kotan. Are you familiar with Bahab? Brought in Tov Tzadik Beis, once again in Tov Kuf Samaches, Sheini Chamishi V'Sheini, coming after Sukkot and after Pesach. What is the source of that? Some Sefer Iyov. Iyov fasted. Shemu Chatu Bonai. After the festivals, Iyov was afraid. When you eat meat and you drink wine and you're happy, and sometimes it might cause Chet V'Avoin. And that is the source of Tanis Bahab, which is once again brought in many sources in the Poiskim. Is everybody familiar with Shoivavim? That comes in later generations. Be'ikar the Shlo. And the Ari. So this is a concept that comes from the Mekubalim. The first six parashiyos in Chumash Shemois. Shemois va'eru boi b'shalach yisro mishpotem izrosh ha'teves Shoivavim. And that's the Posek Anubi. Shovu bonim Shoivavim. And according to the Mekubalim, it has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim and Golas Mitzrayim. Each and every person has his personal Golas Mitzrayim, and he needs to bring forth his personal salvation. And that is his closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why these weeks have to do with Tshuva. The Me'iri has a Sefer Chibur HaTshuva. And sometimes the Rishonim are very practical. More practical than some of the Mekubalim and later generations. The Me'iri says, why do we fast on Shoivavim? Because it's the shortest days of the year, winter. It's easier to fast. You don't have to fast at 9:30 by night, by 5 o'clock. It's already says to Gehovim, and that's why they chose those weeks to fast. That's a very practical approach. But most of the Mekubalim say, those special weeks in which we read the Parshiyos of Golas Mitzrayim and Golas Mitzrayim have a special segula lechaper over. One of the strange taniyos is brought in Siman Reish Mem Tes Shulchan Aruch Chaim Erev Shabbos. Many have a meaning to fast on Erev Shabbos. What is that about? Three different approaches. The Bis Yosef maintains Kedei Sheyoichel Suda Shabbos Litli Over. So it's essentially by nature not really a fast day. It's just merely Sheyoichel Suda Shabbos Litli Over. But that's a shtickel pele. Because the only real source we find in Shas, Yoichel Suda Shabbos L'Teyavon, is the very first Mishnah Perek Arve Psochem, in Psochem Daf Tzadik Tes. And even there, it's only in the afternoon, Sheishuas V'Lamala, and it's only a Sudas Kva. But you don't fast on Erev Pesach. You could eat, even in the afternoon, you just don't eat a Sudas Kva, Sheishuas V'Lamala. So it's not reasonable that Erev Shabbos that is not found in the Mishnah, we are machmir far more than an Erev Pesach Sheyoichel Matzah L'Teyavon. I come back to the Me'iri. Another fascinating concept. So the Me'iri has a Sefer Mogen Avos, which very few people are familiar with. Mogen Avos Kishmoy Kein Hu. And the Mogen Avos and the Me'iri is out to defend Minag Avos Av. And that's why he called the Sefer Mogen Avos. So the Sfardim were mezalzel in Menhogei Ashkenaz and Menhogei Tzorfas. So the Me'iri wrote a Sefer Mogen Avos to defend the Menhogem of Gedolei Tzarfat Akadmoni. And in Hu Inyan Hu Esrim Vishloisho, he discusses the minig to fast on Erev Shabbos. And he writes, the source of this minig is because Erev Shabbos they did Chazora and everything they learned all week in the yeshivas. So they didn't have time to eat. They needed to dedicate the day to learning. And they didn't have time to eat, and that's the source of the fast of Erev Shabbos. In today's yeshivas, I think they could do Chazor and Erev Shabbos and eat three big meals, Suda Shloime B'Shato, and they could go to the beach. They'll need 45 minutes to do Chazor and everything that they learned throughout the week. Obviously, in the yeshivas of their days, it was different. It was a different derech halimud. And if they wanted a chazar, everything they learned in the other 5 days of the week, they didn't have time to eat. And that is why they fasted Erev Shabbos according to the Me'iri and Sefer Mogen Avos or Inyan or Eslam Mishloisha. But I think that the Kaf HaChaim is right. So who am I to say? The Me'iri is not right, the Bes Yosef is not right. But the Kaf HaChaim brings sources from the Mekobolim. They're just like Erev Rosh Chodesh is a day which is Mesuga L'Kaporos Ovaim. Erev Shabbos is the same. And that is the source of this fast. And I wonder about the Mishnah Brura, because in Reish Nun, he writes that Erev Shabbos is a day that's Mesuga L'Tshuva V'Kapora. So why doesn't he associate it with Reish Mem Tes? Just one little simen between them. And why wouldn't that be the explanation of the minhag to fast on Erev Shabbos? So why do I think the Kaf HaChaim is right? Because the source of this minhag is in Yerushalmi, Masechet Talos, Yud Beis Amud Beis. And what we find there in Yerushalmi is Rabbi Yonasan used to fast every Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rav Ovon fasted every Erev Shabbos. So the fact that in Yerushalmi, these two menhagim come together, B'chodeh Machta, Toch Kedei Dibur, proves that these two fast days are of the same essence and the same nature. To me, that's a milsa de pshit, it goes without saying. So if the Yerushalmi says that the B'yoinesen fasted Erev Rosh Hashanah and Rav Ovon fasted Erev Shabbos, that's not because he did Chazorah or Kedei Shiyoichol Teyavon. If Chazal and the Yerushalmi, Tanis Yud Beis, bring together these two, Tzoymois, Taniyois, then obviously they are the same. So Erev Shabbos belongs to the list of Tanis Lechaper Avoy. Yes?
How does the Rav explain the Shmonesre Yom Kapara Lechol Todotah, Rosh Chodesh is described as Yom Kapara? Is it connected to Yom Kippur Katan, or is it, or was it Yom Kapara? In what way was it observed as Yom Kapara?
I definitely think it has to do with Yom Kippur Katan, which is actually Erev Rosh Chodesh, but the tefillah does indicate that there is something about. Actually, I think, you know, tshuva is such a basic theme in Yiddishkeit, in Yahadus. And in the continuity of today's Shia, I will try to explain that almost every Tanis, even the ones of Ritzui and Avelis, come back to Tshuva, and Tshuva is such a basic thing. I think every day of Ischachus should be celebrated, and we should have Tshuva before that day of Ischachus. And that is what brings together Erev Shabbos, and Erev Rosh Chodesh, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Whenever we want to renew our spirits, we should first fast in every day of renewal. And that is Erev Shabbos and Erev Rosh Chodesh and Erev Rosh Hashanah. So I think, yes, that has to do with Rosh Chodesh as a day of Kapora. And if it's a day of Kapora, we before the Kapora, we do tshuva. And that is the tzayim of Erev Rosh Chodesh.
Have you like Kapora?
Yes. And that is the source of Rosh Chodesh. And that is the Kapora for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's a different concept which we won't touch about today. So let's go on and have Taniyos Yochid, which are also associated with Tshuva and Kapora. So starting off on a happy note, Chosen V'Kala B'Yom Chiposon. That's a minig Ashkenazi. The Bes Yosef doesn't bring it, but the Ramo brings it twice in Shulchan Aruch. Orachaim Tov Kufayin Gimel and Evan Ezen Simen Samach Aleph. The earliest source are Mahari Brona and Maharam Minz. Both were later Rishonim Migedoyle Ashkenaz. And the Ramo brings this minik twice, as I mentioned, in Evan Ezen and in Orachaim. And the Maharam Minz gives two different explanations. One is the Chosen might become drunk, and that will be very unpleasant. He might not be able to say the brochas properly. He might not have proper kavona for the kiddushin. But the other reasoning of Maharam Minz is because the Yerushalmi Masechet Bikurim says Chosen B'Yom Kiposayim Moich L'Aloi Kol Avinoi. So it's his personal day of atonement. It's like his personal Yom Kippur. And therefore, as we fast on Yom Kippur, Chosan, and many say the Kala as well, should fast B'yoim Chuposan. So once again, this is a Tanis, which is associated with Tshuva and Kapora Sohoin. When a person is Nichshal Ba'avero, he has to fast. And that's brought in the Ramo three times in Shulchan Aruch. Orachaim, Shin Lamedalat Siv Chavov, Hilchas Nida, Kuf Behe Siv Dalad, and once again in Dina Yayin Esach. Once again, Minig Ashkenaz. The Bisesiv doesn't bring it, but the Ramo does. Because the early sources, Sefer HaRokeach, was one of the early Hasidei Ashkenaz. So if a person is Nichshol Baveda, he needs to fast. Chil Shabbos 40 days, Bias Nida 40 days. When will he eat? Every Aveda demands 40 days of fasting. So in later generations, we don't do that. But once again, this is a source brought in the Poiskim, in which we see that fasting is associated with Kapara Zavim. You all very well know that when a Sefer falls to the ground, the minig is that the entire congregation fasts. Shouldn't happen, but it happens. And I dealt with this question at least 20 or 25 times. Not long ago in Yerushalayim, they opened the Oren Kodesh on a Monday, and a Sefer came tumbling out. Obviously, that person that put the Sefer into the Oren Kodesh didn't position it properly. So, the source of this minig is in Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Mem Daled. And I realized that the Divrei Chaim and the Avnei Nezer, two were giants in Torah, but they also happened to be leaders of Hasidic movements. The Divrei Chaim was the Rebbe of Tzanz. The Avnei Nezer was the Rebbe of Sochachov. Tshuvas Divrei Chaim Yerodei Chelechal of Semenuntes tells a troubling story about people that got up in a town in Poland early in the morning. They davened the Sikin, and when they came to shul, they saw a Sefer Torah torn to shreds in the trash basket outside the shul. And obviously, Gentile neighbors broke into the shul in the middle of the night. They opened the Oren Kodesh. They desecrated and destroyed a Sefer Torah. And the Divrei Chaim paskens that the entire congregation needs to fast. Contrary to the Divrei Chaim, that the Tshuva in Avnei Nezer, I think it's Shin Ches or Shin Mem in Yerodeya, or maybe Shin Yud Ches. And the Avnei Nezer deals with a person that dropped the Sefer Torah by the Akofis. And the Avnei Nezer differentiates. If he's the Gabbai, then the entire Kehillah has to fast, because he's a Shliach Tzibur. But if he's an individual, and he's a Kofi, drop the Sefer, then only he has to fast, because the others don't bear responsibility. So the Avnei Nezer's understanding is that the fast, when a Sefer Torah is dropped, is to make up and atone for the Avera of Bizvi Sefer Torah. And therefore, the question is, who is responsible? So if he is a Shliach Tzibur, entire Tzibur is responsible. Why? Do you remember a Mishnah in Masechet Brachos? Shliach Tzibur Shito'o, Simen Ra L'Sholchav, Mepnei She'omru Shlicho Shalodam Kemo Yisoi. So when a Sefer falls, Simen Ra. So if he's a Shliach Tzibur, entire community. If he's a Yochid, Sim. So what would the Avnei Nezer paskin in the case of the Divrei Chaim? Let the Gentiles fast. Why the Jews? They did it. Nobody bears responsibility. So according to the Divrei Chaim, it's not about atonement for the Aveira of Bizvi Sefer Torah. It's a siman min hashamayim, that there's midas adin on the community, on the congregation. Shofach hamosoi ala Sefer Torah. Because the Sefer Torah is the most holy possession we have today. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We have our shuls. And the Sefer Torah is the holiest object that we can ever have. So when the Sefer Torah is Magira Devesoyin, it's a siman of Midas Adin upon the community. That's the approach of the Divrei Chaim. And the Avnei Nezer says, no, it depends on who bears the responsibility. Last source regarding Tshuva is a story. Not a Deoraisa, not a Debona, not a Minag. Story. Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, who always come together in Shas, friends and foes, not foes, but sometimes barei plukta in Arocha. So they had a very heated and animated argument of Bo Mitzia Lamed Gimel, and then they both fasted. Each of them was afraid maybe he was offensive, maybe he hurt the feelings of the other, and they both were Mekabel Tames. What is that about? Lecha Pelova. So I brought about, I didn't count, but somewhere close to 15 sources regarding tshuva. And the common denominator is fast because tshuva and kaporas avoy. Ritzui, category number two. So there's an entire Perek Masechet Tanis and a Siman Shulchan Aruch. Tzoros on the tzibur, famine, plague, an epidemic. There's a very elaborate and detailed system of tefillos and taniyos, how we start off and how we build up the tension and the tzoim and the inui, and we blow the shofars and we fast and we daven chov dalet broches. It has a shaykes with tshuva, but essentially it's not tshuva, it's ritzui. When we come to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to ask Him to fulfill our prayers and to hearken to our wishes and our pain and our suffering, and we want to be Ma'or Racham Eshamayim, that's the method L'Ratzot Pnei Elyon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be Moitzei Chein Be'enei Hashem, and He should respond to our tefillos. That is Ritzu. And we find a similar concept, which definitely hasn't to do with tshuva, and that is Anshei Mamed and Anshei Mishmar. So every day, two korbanos were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and I think, wasn't it Parshas Pinchas when we discussed the Tamidim, Tomet Shel Shachar, Tomet Shel Beinu Arbayim? So in Tanis Daf Chavav, we learn about Anshei Mamed, that used to come together, but Ayorois Yisroel, designated people. And they davened, Shakar Bonus Yalu Lerotzan, and they fasted. And Anshe Mishma came together and they fasted. Al Iborois Shelote Palinov Loidosayan, Al Yordeyam, Al Horche Midborios, they should come home safely, and they fasted. It wasn't about tshuva. They didn't need to do tshuva, it's about the ritzui. So those that daven that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should be mekabel rachman v'larotz in the karbonis, we're not even dealing with the chatas, we're dealing with the oilas ha'shachar and the oilas of Rabbeinu Arbayim. But when you come before a Kodesh Baruch Hu and you ask for rachamim, one of the greatest gulas is fasting. And that is a concept of ritzui. In Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Ches, mi shiyesh lecholeh b'toich beisoy, the meaning is to fast. What's the earliest source? Sefer Shmuel, David HaMelech. When Nosan HaNavi tells David that your son is going to die and he falls ill, David fasts. Did he do tshuva? Probably. Kodesh Baruch was angry with him. But the psukim clearly indicate that the fast was tefillah, more than tshuva. And when the child died, David HaMelech says, let's eat. Bring the bread. And then he is asked, you fasted when your son was alive, and now when he's dead, you're going to eat? And David explains, yes, as long as he was alive, we davened, and we hoped, and we fasted. But now, when at Phyllis we're not in Skabal, we might as well eat. If it's all about tshuva, you need to do tshuva now more than before. So it's obvious that Mishiyesh Lechoyle B'Toich Beisoy, the Tanis is Ritzui. We ask for Racham Eishamayim. And when you ask for Racham Eishamayim, the Zgula is fast. And that is Anshe Mamed V'Anshe Mishmar. And that is Tzores Shel Rabim. So I mentioned the minig that a Chosan and a Kala fast on the day of the wedding. But the Darkei Moshe writes that so do the parents fast. So why do the parents fast? If the father of the chosn or the kala is going to get drunk, it's not nice, but his choice. I recently heard a chassan in New York, and I already expressed my dismay about what's happening in the yeshiva world in America and here as well. Young boys, alcohol abuse, and they drink whiskey, and this is an awful meaning. In Beis Yisrael, we knew for hundreds of years that a Jew drinks wine b'kiddusha v'avdalt. Chayav adam l'koy yisudos al hayayin. This is a new phenomenon in our machna. The young kids become drunk at chasanis, think it's a disgrace, it's a harp and a busha. So I just heard that the father of the kalav was drunk by the time of the siddur condition, and he didn't participate in his daughter's chuppah because he became drunk before that. He didn't have time to wait for the mitzvah dance. He did it before the chuppah. I hope by the time it got to the mitzvah dance, he was sober. I don't know. So, why would the parents of the chosan and kala fast? They don't have this gula of moichna leikol avenoisov. So in my opinion, the chosan fasts because of mechilas avoinus. The parents fast because they have so much to ask for. So the young kids sitting here don't know yet. But all of us that married off children know what a special day that is and how much we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shazivu Gyalei Yofa Shinerei Doris Yishorim Mivorochim. They should have Shalom Bayis and a life of happiness and Hatzlocha. So I think the parents fast because they daven. And that is Etzom Shel Ritzu. So we are in the 3 weeks. So you all remember the great tzaddik in the days of the Chorban that fasted 40 years. And that's the story told in Gittin Daf Nun Vav. Reb Tzodek fasted 40 years and he davened every day that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should salvage the Beis HaMikdash. They knew Beruach HaKodesh that the Beis HaMikdash will ultimately be destroyed. Shloim HaMelechnu, Yashiyohu HaMelechnu, and he concealed the Hid the Oroin, Reb Yochanan Ben Zakkai knew, and Reb Tzodek knew. And he davened and he fasted 40 years that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Merachim and salvage the Beis HaMikdash. Did he do tshuva? Probably. He was such a great tzaddik, probably did tshuva every minute. But the Taniyos were not about tshuva, they were about Ritzui. And last on my list, do you recall the Amoida that fasted 100 days and he had a very strange bakosha? Such a strange bakosha that obviously he understood that without 100 Taniyos, not much chance that his bakosha will be fulfilled. So does anybody remember who he was? Rav Zeira, Bava Metzia Pehei. When Rav Zeira was Oilam Bavali Eretz Yisrael, he fasted 100 days and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should forget everything he learned in Bava. Strange. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfill such a strange bakosha? You want to forget what you learned? Why would a person want to forget? But Rav Zeira only wanted Torah Eretz Yisrael. So he fasted 100 days to forget what he learned in Bava. Was that about tshuva? What exactly does he need to do tshuva for? That he learned a lot of Torah in Bava? Avelis? Avelis about what? That he was zoicha to come to Eretz Yisrael, which is a huge simcha? Not Avelis. No tshuva. Ritzui. And in that very same blat in Bava Metzia Pehei, we learned about Rabbi Yosef that fasted 40 days. Shelo yishtakech terosoy. Interesting, two Amerom. One fast he wants to forget, and the other fast he should not forget. Caused some confusion up there by the Malachim. What's happening with these Bnei Yisrael? This tzaddik is davening, he wants to forget what he learned. That tzaddik is davening, he should not forget. So maybe we transfer the Torah from Reb Zeira to Reb Yosef, and we'll solve the problem. So Reb Yosef fasts 40 days he shouldn't forget, another 40 days that his children shouldn't forget, and another 100 days that his Einikalach shouldn't forget. Why for the Einikalach 100? Because he probably had 10 times as many Einikalach than kids. So he needed to give more Taniyos. And then for the fourth generation, the Gemara says no more need. Kol Shehu Talmid Chochem Vebeno Talmid Chochem Veben Beno Talmid Chochem Shoveina Torah Persekes Mezarek. So what were these Taniyos? So when we have outstanding bakoshas for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an outstanding please, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fulfill our prayers, this gula is Tanis. So we brought 7 sources, Tanis, Ritzui, Aveilus. Obviously, Shavos HaBetam, Estisha, Vavasor HaBetavis, and Tzom Gedalia. described by the Navi, Perek Ches of Zechariahu, Tzom Rabi'i, Tzom Chamishi, Tzom Ashvi, Tzom Asir, Yiyula Beisesor, Asosin, Ulusimchu, Lamoadim Toivim. What are these tzomes? Avedos. So the Chassam Sofer, Tshuva Sor HaChaim Reish Ches, says, there's no such a thing as a tzom of Avedos. An Oval doesn't fast. An Oval can eat. An Oinen can eat. He just doesn't need Bosa V'yayin. So the Chassam Sofer says, there is no such a thing as a tzom of Avedos. Every tzom is only Tshuva. Only Tshuva. And in days of Avelis, we need to do tshuva. Could I have a Rambam Zmanim? And if it's two volumes, I need Zmanim Beis. So the Rambam in Hilchos Taanios, Perek Hei and Perek Aleph, definitely says yes. When we fast, it's all about tshuva. And even the Dalet Tzoymes, Tzoyme Revi v'Tzoyme Chamishi, about tshuva. Who folded this page? Maybe I did a year ago. Hope not. So the Rambam writes, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Taanios, Yesh Shav Yomim, Shekol Yisrael Mes'anem Behem Mepnei Hatzoros She'iru Behem, Kedei La'orer Halavavos V'Leftoach B'Darkei Hatshuva. And the Rambam goes out to enumerate and count Tisha B'Av, Shavuos HaBetamuz, Esrei HaBeteves, Tzom Gedalia. So the Rambam clearly writes, Mipnei Hatzoros She'iru, Kedei La'orer Halavavos V'Leftoach B'Darkei Hatshuva. So the Chassam Sofer says, it's all about tshuva. And I say no. The reason we fast is Avelis. The tachlis of the fast is tshuva. And that's not a contradiction. Yeshav Yomim Shekol Yisrael Mesanem Behem Mepnei Hatzoros She'iru Behem. But what is the objective? What do we want to achieve by fasting? Kedei La'orer Halavavos V'Leftoach B'Darkei Hatshuva. But the reason we fast is Avelis. And B'Daku Su'inyan, it's not a stira. So some Sofer says, but fasting is always about tshuva. But we already proved that that is not so. Fasting is also ritzui. It's not only tshuva. So as I said before, tshuva is maybe the most fundamental theme in Yiddishkeit. The recognition, which is on one hand a burden, and on the other hand it's so comforting, and we have so much chizuk out of the recognition and the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always loves us, v'lo yudach mimeni nidach, and He always waits with open arms for us, shuvu bonim shuvavim, erpo mushuvosom. So tshuva is such a central theme, yes. In these days of mourning, we need to do tshuva. If Chazal say, kol shalai nivne beis hamikdash b'yoramav, malon olav kele hu achriva, we need to do tshuva. But the fast is first and foremost an expression of tzar and avelos. And we find the same yom shemeis bo yoviv, yom shemeis bo raboy. That is once again a din in Shulchan Aruch. Yom shemeis bo yoviv tov kuf samaches in Archaim and shina involved in Yerodeya, born twice in Shulchan Aruch. To me it's a big tale of why most people today don't fast when they have Yerodeya. Because in Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch, nobody argues against the Saloch. Saloch Abshut, Yom Shemes Vayovim, we fast. Not only Hasidim don't fast, and instead of fasting, they bring a bottle of mashka and some cookies and shul, and they eat, and everybody says L'chaim. Rabbi Kiva Egel, Milan Ogodoy, and as in Tzavoy, he writes, he doesn't want his children to fast, and as Yortzayt, they only should learn Torah. That's in the Tzavoy of Rabbi Kiva Egel. Neither the Chazon Ish nor the Stipler fasted when they had Yahrzeit. So my fundamental feeling is that our meaning is not to fast on Taanios Yochad, only on Taanios Tzivo. That is why we don't fast Taanos Chaloyim, when we have a bad dream on Shabbos. The meaning is not to fast Mishi Yesh Lechoyle B'Toich Beisoy. So any tanis which is a tanis yochid, our minig is not fast. Same by yortzeit. So the yekes do fast when they have yortzeit, but most of the others don't. But what is Yom Shemesh Vayovav? It's an expression of avelis, an expression of mourning. So I am aware that the Leket Yosha writes, Yom Shemesh Vayovav, there's Midas Adin, and that is why we fast. So one could once again argue, it's about tshuva. It's a Midas Adin, so you need to do tshuva. But fundamentally, I think, yes, there is a concept, Tzoyim Shel Avelos. We need to do tshuva. But the direct kesher is avelus. So there's a siman shulchan aruch chaim tov kuf pei. Elo yomim she'iru bem tzoros avoseinu v'ra'ui lehis'anos bem. The lashon of the shulchan aruch is ra'ui. He doesn't even write na'agu. Ra'ui. And then there's a long list. And Baruch Hashem, that list stopped somewhere 1,000 years ago. If that list would continue up to this very day, Tov Kuf Pei would be the biggest siman in Dalet Chol Kesher. So Baruch Hashem, they stopped that list more than 1,000 years ago. What we've been through and what we endured in these last 1,000 years, that would be a very, very long list, culminating with the greatest tragedy in human history, which is the Holocaust. So what are these days about? Is it tshuva? Not necessarily. Because yes, Dalet Tzoymes have significance L'doyres Oylam. But would we say in France they burn Yud Gimel Sifrei Torah, Yud Gimel Koines Sifrei Torah? Does that day, is it a day of infamy? Is it a day that has Midas Adin? Every day in which Jews were hurt? Is that a day L'doyres Oylam? That's Raya Mazle? I don't think so. So fasting on these days is an expression of grief. Yes, we never forget our past. Jews always remember their past. The great days of joy and the days of tragedy. That's a basic theme in Yiddishkeit. So this is once again a Tzoyim Shel Avelus. It's not Ritzui, we don't have any special bakoshas on these days. But it's an expression of grief, of sadness, of mourning. So I do think there's a geder tzoyim shel avelus. Number 4, zecher. And that's the shortest list. Only 2. Not even 2. 1.5. What is Tanis Esther? Many people mistakenly think that the easiest Tanis is tzoyim gedalia. Tzoyim gedalia is a Tanis chomo. Just like Shavosa betamis and Asora betavis. Tanis Esther has no source in Shas, neither Bavli nor Yerushalmi. It's the youngest and the most recent Tanis, which is a Tanis Choybo, a Tanis Esther. It was instituted in the days of the Geonim, La'acha Chasim Es HaTalmud. But what is it about? Avelus? No, no tragedy happened in Tanis Esther. To the contrary. Asher V'nahafachi, asher yishlitu ha'yudim heimu b'seneim. V'lasa yizdin v'mevak she'irosam. That was Yud Gimel Adar. In Megillas Tanis, it is called Yom Nikanor, which is a day, which is a Yom Tov. Do we have any special bakoshas? No. We say slichas, but if we fast, we might as well take advantage and say slichas. But it's not about tshuva. It's not a day of tshuva. We don't have any special bakoshas. Definitely no avelis. So what is it about? Zecher. Zecher to what? People have a mistake and they think Zecher to the fast days that were decreed by Mordechai v'Esther. No, the Mishnah Berurah Tov Reish Pevov explains that in days of yore, when Klal Yisrael went out to wage war, they fasted. Moshe Rabbeinu fasted when he went out to Melchemes Midyon. That's a medrash. So in Yud Gimel Adar, which was the designated day, Lehinokem Me'oyveyem, they fasted that they should be victorious, minimal bloodshed, and it is a zeche to that fast day of Yud Gimel Adar that we fast Yud Gimel Adar. So we fast today in remembrance of their fast, in which merit they had nisim. So what's the other one? Tanis b'chayrim. Strange tanis. Instead of fasting, you bring a bottle of whiskey and a basket of cookies and shuls, and you make a min, siyum. You don't even have to make a siyum. You listen to a siyum, and ma'es them and drink them a lot of oil game. Strange tanis. What is the origin? And the rationale of this tanis, exactly the same as tanis Esther. So the Kolbo explains, then in those days, in days of yore, the minig by idol worshippers was that the b'chorim of every family, they were the ones to offer the sacrifices to Avodah Zorah. And Goros Mitzrayim, many Jewish families were nitfas l'Avodah Zorah, and Jewish b'chorim were makav korbonas l'Avodah Zorah. And then when they saw and witnessed the Eser Makas and Kriyas Yamsef and Yetzias Mitzrayim, they all did tshuva, and the b'chorim fasted l'chaperovim. And that is why b'chorim fast today, Zecher Latanas b'chorim, b'yemei Geulas Mitzrayim. So in essence, it's exactly the same as Tanis Esther. Erev Purim and Erev Pesach, they fasted, and so do we. So how would we react if a person would come Tanis Esther to shul with a bottle of schnapps and a box of cookies and make a siyum and give everyone to eat? I don't think we would throw them out of shul. We don't throw people out of shul, but we would politely put our arm on their shoulders and move them out. So what's the difference between Tanis B'chayrim and Tanis Esther? This proves the relevant and power of Minhagim. In essence, they're the same. But the minig in Tanis B'chayrim is for hundreds of years that we do a siyum and you eat. The minig Tanis Esther is that you fast. Well, maybe the difference is that the minig of Tanis B'chayrim is only B'chayrim, not the entire community, but still, Tanis B'chayrim has a source in Yerushalmi. So it's Chomer Yoiser Metanis Esther. But that's the minig. So there are only two Taniyos that are essentially Zeich. So we have Tshuva, Ritzui, Avelis, and Zeich. One more on my list, which I don't know how to define. And that's a Gemara Sanhedrin and Samach Gimel Omed Aleph. Brought in the Rambam Perek Yud Gimel and Hilchas Sanhedrin. When a Beis Din is done, a person, Lemisa, Dalad Misa's Beis Din, they need to fast on that day. And the Gemara bases this halacha on the Posak Loitoich Lu'al Adam. Many Achroinim feel it's a Drabonon and it's an Asmachta. But the Magad Mishnah, Perek Yud Hilchas Sanhedrin, writes, Loshen Ramba Mashmet Diurais, said Rosh Gemura Loitoich Lu'al Adam. So that would be the only other one besides Yom Kippur, that might be a Dionysus. What is it about? I don't know. Because it's not a Derabona. Chazal based it on apostle. And we'd have no explanation either in the Gemara nor in them. It might be Tshuva. Maybe the Dionim have to be Choshesh. Who knows? Maybe we had a mistake. We're human. And humans are fallible. Shgiyas miyo. We did our best. It's a Sanhedrin shel Chav Gimel, not Shloisha. You need 23 Dayonim to deal with Chai V'Mises Beis Din. So maybe it's Tshuva. Maybe the Beis Din fasts because V'hu Rachum Yichaper Ovan. If we pass mistake in judgment, I would take a person's life. Maybe it's Ritzui. Maybe it's their responsibility to daven. Shiyehe Misosoi Kaparosoi. They were the one to pass verdict. They were the one to need to daven for him. Maybe it's Avelus. We are the ones that bear responsibility for his demise, so we need to mourn. Don't know. Might be Tshuva, might be Ritzu, might be Avelus. Definitely not Zeichon. So that's the last one on my list. So I didn't really count, but I think on my list I have 28 sources. I think I skipped some. So this is Divrei Hatzoimis V'Zaakosam.
Maybe the difference between Tanit Esther and Tanit B'chorim is that Tanit B'chorim is a private Tanit Yechid. It's only Yechidim who have to fast.
Yes, And I mentioned that before. It's not exactly like other Tanis Yochid. Other Tanis Yochid, the reasoning and the motive of the Tzom is a personal experience. Chosin B'yom Cheposoy, you had a bad dream. Those are defined as Tanis Yochid. After all, this is a Tanis that goes back 2,000 years. And it's a communal Tanis. Not for everyone, for Pchoyrim, but all the Pchoyrim. So it's not exactly a Tanis Yochid. I mentioned before that we aren't makbed the Tanis Yochid, but it's more of a Tanis Yochid than Tanis Esther. So maybe that also would be an additional explanation why Tanis Pchoyrim we don't really fast and Tanis Esther we do. So I think this is a fascinating topic and a fascinating shiur just to have a broad overview of. I think I mentioned almost all the tzaymis that we find, the Uraisim and the Divrei Kabbalah, the Rabbanan and Minhagim, and stories like Reb Zeira and Reb Yosef and Reb Tzodik and Reb Huna and Reb Chizda, which aren't really halachas or Minhagim, but individual stories that we find when Gedolei Olam fasted and the reason that they fasted. So last week's Haftorah, we read the Perek Aleph in Novi Yirmiyahu. And in Yirmiyahu HaNavi's first revelation, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, Terem atzulchu mibeten Novi nesaticho bagoyim. Then Kodesh Baruch Hu asks Yirmiyahu, Ma atu roye? And he says, Ma kel shokeid ani roye? And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Zelech ois ki shokeid ani al dvori la'asoysoy. So the remez is the word, the way we hear the word. Shaked, shoked. In Yerushalmi, we have an additional interpretation. Perek Dalet Mesechet Tanis, the end of the Yerushalmi Mesechet Tanis. So the Yemei Chanota of Shkedim is 21 days. That's what it takes to blossom from flower to fruit. Keneged Chof Alef Yoyim, from Shavuos HaBetamis to Tisha B'Av. Tzorech Yud, because in the first Beis HaMikdash it was 30 days. The Gemara says, Hufko ir betes tamus. Shavuos betamus is second Beis HaMikdash. And Yamio was in the days of the first Beis HaMikdash. Why wouldn't it be Chof Alef Yoyim? Tzorech Loimo. The remez is the Doris Oilem, not for him. And the Doris Oilem, the fast will be from Shavuos betamus to Tisha B'Av, not from Tes Tamus to Tisha. I have my own pshat, rather two pshat. Makel Shoked and Yeroyah. Venit Nerishus. So Yirmiyahu was a great Navi, and it was his misfortune to have the duty of being with Klal Yisrael in their most difficult and challenging and traumatic time of Churban Beis HaMikdash. And according to Chazal, Yirmiyahu wrote Megillas Eicha. And there's a perek in Megillas Eicha in which the Novi laments not only the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but his own personal misfortune. And he says, Ani hagever ro oni b'shevet avrosoi. So Yirmiyahu is together with Klal Yisrael, loving and comforting and challenging and giving divrei teichocha. So my feeling is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a remez to Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu, my dear Navi, I know how hard this is going to be for you and how painful it will be to be together with Klal Yisrael and see their torment and their torture and their pain and suffering and the bloodshed and the oceans of tears. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the very outset of this ordeal, gives them divrei chizuk. Ma atu roya, ma kel shoked ani roya. First perek of Masechet Masres, also brought in Chulin Daf Chof Dalet, the Mishnah says that Shkedim Tchilos on Maro Vesoif on Mosek. And that is a remez about the Golos. Yes, the Golos is tragic, and it's painful. And it's unique in the annals of human history. No other people had one Golos and another. And we're here, we prevail, but so much pain and so much suffering throughout the ages. Tchilos and Mar, Vesoif and Mosek. So one of the Kiva and his great friends, Shuv Pamacha Soya Oilon Li Yerushalayim, the end of Masechet Makkos. Kivan Sheigiu LeBeis Kodesh HaKodeshim. Ro'o Shu'al Yoitzim HaKodesh HaKodeshim. They saw a fax scampering out of Kodesh HaKodeshim. V'tchilu Hem Boichim V'Rebbe Kiva Metzachik. And they ask him, what exactly are you laughing about? What makes you happy? And he asked them, V'atam Mipnei Ma'atam Boichim. Mokem Shekosobo V'azar HaKur of Yumas V'achshav Shu'alim Malchiu Bo V'lo Nifke. And Rebbe Kiva says, Lekach Ani Metzachik. And the Maharal has a marvelous and amazing idea, and he emphasizes what is lekach ani mitzachik. Rebbe Kiva says the very same reason that brings you to heartbreak and to tears makes me happy. Why is that? So the Maharal says it's a chag b'hanhoges u'oilom. The glory of every geula is directly dependent on the depth and the tragedy of the geulas which preceded it. And that is why the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon was more glorious and more magnificent than the Beis HaShani. Because Golas Mitzrayim was 400 years and Golas Babel was a mere 70 years. I don't know how it fits in with the Yerushalmi and Masechet Sukkah that Golas Babel was more painful than Golas Mitzrayim. But Golas Mitzrayim was longer than Golas Babel. And that is why Geulas Mitzrayim was more glorious and more magnificent and Kriyas Yam Suf than Geulas Babel, which was very minori, not very glorious and magnificent. The Geula of Babel, when Ezra and Nehemiah brought the people back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Maharal says, we could just imagine, Kal Vachomer, how great and how glorious will be the Geula Shleim after 2,000 years of Geulas. And after so much pain and so much darkness and so much gloom and so much suffering, how great the Gola will be. And that is what Rebbe Kiva says, Lekach ani mitzach. The very same reason that brings you to cry brings me to joy. And Rebbe Kiva was the one that had the ability to see Ores ha-ge'ula boikim v'oilem etoy cheshkas ha-golos. Out of the darkness, he sees the light of the Geula. And that is the remez of Makel Shoked Ani Roya Shkeinim Tchilos and Mar V'Soif and Mosek. So Minig Ashkenaz is we say Kinnas on Tisha B'Av sitting on the floor like a Velim. And before the last Kino in Itzion we all rise and stand. Why is that? Doesn't it seem strange? Why wouldn't we finish all the Kinnas while we're sitting on the floor? We say El Itzion V'Oreo Kamo Isho B'Tzireho. Isn't that a strange analogy? Wouldn't it be more fitting to say kamo isho ba'ovdan yelodeho? Mekoinen says no. Kamo isho b'tzireho. It's like labor pain. So labor pain really hurts. No one sitting here knows how it hurts. But we know from our wives, from our daughters, from our mothers, hurts. And sometimes women scream out of pain when having a baby. But woe is to the woman that never experienced labor pain. And it is the dream of every Bas Yisrael to feel that pain. Because out of pain comes the greatest simcha in the human experience. Nothing brings us more happiness than children. Bringing children to the world and see them grow. Hearing their laughter and seeing their player. And the Navi says, Yelodam v'yelodois mesachikim berechoy voseu. And that's proud of the Chazoy Navachas Hayomi. So it hurts, labor hurts. But we're happy to bear that pain because out of the pain comes the greatest happiness. And out of the pain comes life. And out of that pain comes our future. And the Mekoinen says, Elitzion v'yoreo, kamo isho b'tzireo. And it's not coincidence that Chazal speak about Chevlei Mashiach. In Tanakh, we find Chevlei Leida. Chevlei Mashiach and Chevlei Leida. They have something in common. And that is why we rise when we say, Elitzion v'yoreo koma yishu b'tzireo. Because in the depths of our hearts we feel, yes, Chevelei Mashiach will bring forth light and happiness. And out of the ashes, we will see the Beis Hamikdash restored in greater glory than we ever experienced in the past. And that is why we rise when we say, Elitzion v'yoreo koma yishu b'tzireo. And maybe that is the remez. Makel shoked aniroya, like shkedem tchilos on mar v'soif on mosek. And then Chazal say that there are shkedem morim, but even those could be made sweet al yedei ha'ur, yochol ha'matkon al yedei ha'ur. And eish, toel anim shel al eish, halekoy devorei ke'eish ne'um Hashem. So what brought about the churban of the Beis Hamikdash shel Baruch Hu b'Torah Tchilo, alos v'misterosi, nedorim peyalav. The Beis Hamikdash will be restored and rebuilt in the schus of Talmud Torah. That's the other remez in Makel Shoked, Yochal Matkon al Yedei Ha'ur. And at Tfilas Nachem and Tisha B'Av we say, Ki Yatu Hashem be'eish yitzato, hu be'eish ato osed levinoisa. Be'eish yitzato, bitul toira, koi devorei ke'eish. That was caused the churban, that will bring about salvation, and binyan habayis ha'shlishi. So let us just once again quote the pasuk we mentioned in today's shiur. The pasuk in Zechariah Perek Ches. Tzoyim ha-Ravi v'tzoyim ha-Chamishi v'tzoyim ha-Shvi v'tzoyim ha-Asiri yiyu le-Beis Yehuda le-Sosonu le-Simchu le-Moyadim toivim be-Bi Yisrael Tzedek v'meheru v'yomeinu amen. So let us hope. Kol ha-Masav le-Yerushalayim Zoyche v'roye be-Vinyon. So what shall I wish you? A good Yom Tov? Yeah, you shall have a good Yom Tov. And maybe till Tisha B'Av the Beis Mikdash will be restored and we will all rejoice. Meheru yabona Beis Hamikdash. We should be zeichet to see Bias Gal Tzedek and Binyan Beis Hamikdash b'mheru v'yameinu amen. The coming shiur will be the Shchodesh Elul Be'ezras Hashem.